Hey, welcome to the film podcast. Yeah. What's going on, guys? Everybody's really excited. It's a nice, a brisk 102 degrees here in California today. All right. We have a lot to talk about today. First of all, Adam Scott and Kevin Zuberbeer are not here today. I don't know where they're at. I don't know what they're doing. But I, as always, am Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
And today we have a guest, my friend. I guess she's our friend, Jenny. I almost didn't include you in that. Sarah.
Hello. Sarah
Johnson.
T. Johnston.
Did I not say the T?
You said Johnson.
I said Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Johnston. I always have this problem with like Johnson and Johnston and Simpsons.
Simpsons.
See? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Today we're doing favorite film moms. Are you excited? We just had Mother's Day this past weekend. And I thought it'd be very apropos to do a Mother's episode. So,
yeah.
Word to your mother. all right. Before we get started, some quick announcements. We are going to be having some cool, podcast. Well, I think they're cool. Maybe they're really nerdy, but we're going to be doing some interesting podcasts coming up. At the beginning of next month, we're going to be having a Canon Film Group retrospective, and we're going to be doing 4 films per month until we get through the entire Canon film, lists of films that they produced. It's going to be ultra nerdy. Maybe we're going to try to have some guests, maybe actors or writers that were on those films. I think we're going to be starting with The Apple, New Year's Evil, and Death Wish 2. And there's another one I'm missing there. But we're going to start with those films from the Canon Film Group. And then we're going to be having my friend Brandon Bennett is going to be doing a series on this podcast. It's tentatively titled Director's Cut. And we're going to be doing the work of the entire body of work of one director. And the first director we're going to be talking about is Michael Mann. So that is exciting because I love Michael Mann. And I'm ready. And I'm excited because I get to rewatch his movies. Jenny, you're about halfway through, right? Kind of?
Yeah. Maybe a quarter.
Yeah.
I like it because it's so hard to always pick a movie to watch. You're like, I have such a long list of movies I need to watch. I don't even know what to pick. Yeah. And so when we do something like this, where you're just picking a director, then it's a little easier to narrow it down. Cause I have so many movies I still need to watch in general.
Yeah.
And so doing something like this is going to be very helpful.
Yeah.
To me.
So, I'm excited cause you get to discover new films or, watch for the first time.
I've already watched a couple that I hadn't seen. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up also in June, the beginning of June. So stay tuned for that. Sarah, what's up with you?
Oh, I was going to ask, are you going to do the short films?
What short films?
From Cannes?
Maybe, if we can get a hold of all the films we do. Yeah, we might do something with that. And
okay, just wondering.
We're going to be rotating. Can you hear me? You have your headphones, but on your neck.
I know, because I don't like wearing them. I feel really weird.
Really?
It makes me, really nervous, and I don't know why. It makes me, I don't feel like myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel like you're somebody else?
Yeah. It feels like, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like I'm going crazy with them on. You can still hear me, though, right?
I can still hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that matters, right?
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. And I don't like listening to myself, so that's the worst part.
Oh, I didn't either, but then I had to get used to it. So
then you just fell in love with your voice.
Apparently, yeah. I have a horrible voice, but
it's not true.
I don't know, but that. But yes. Yeah, so all right, we'll start off by talking about any new films we've watched in theaters or new films that we discovered, on Netflix or something like that. Will you start? You just had got really excited.
It's not a new film. It's just a film I've never seen before, but Tombstone.
You've never seen it before?
No. Yeah. And I literally fell in love with Val Kilmer, though he looked like he was going to die, because he was. But I have a huge crush on him now.
Well,
back then, not now.
So if you could time travel, You'd make out with Val Kilmer.
Oh God, yes.
What about like real genius Val Kilmer? Like really early young Val Kilmer. No. You want like the Doors
slash. Yeah, like a little edgy, like maybe he's doing some drugs, yeah. You know.
He's dabbling a little, yeah. He's getting a little deeper into drugs, but he's still not overweight
Val Kilmer. Yeah, he's not like gone down the shitter. He's I am in my prime.
Yeah. I dig that. So you had never seen it?
No.
Did you know that the original director got fired from that movie? So a lot of that movie was directed by Kurt Russell.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
A little trivia. Well,
yeah, a little tidbit.
So, yeah. And I actually, I enjoy that better than I do White Herb. Have you seen White Herb?
Mm-mm. I hate Westerns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But you dug Tombstone.
Because Val Kilmer, he got me.
I feel like that one's not really a what. I mean, it is, like, it takes place in what, but it's, like, not the usual Western vibe.
Well,
you know?
Well, there was
it's
like,
90s Western, so it's Western. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like it, because I love anything 90s.
Yeah.
There was a couple, like, cool, like, kind of like, I would call, like, pop Westerns, where they weren't, like, they weren't gritty, like they were doing, like, in the 70s and maybe early 80s. But, like, Young Guns. Have you seen Young Guns with Emilio Estevez? You probably like that, because it's very, like, it's not Western-y at all. It's kind of like, it's a fun Western.
Yeah.
But it's not like crappy like Texas Rangers, you know, the great Ashton Kutcher. But yeah, so check out Young Guns. I think you'd enjoy it. So.
Young Guns, doing it.
Jenny, you and I saw a movie.
Oh, yeah. Saw Mud.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, and everyone should see it.
Yeah, it's one of the first times where we've come out, and I've had no complaints. I'd heard some complaints on like Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I didn't have any complaints.
What were their complaints?
I don't remember.
I hadn't really heard very much about it at all.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what Mud is the new film by Jeff Nichols. This is his like third feature. He did Shotgun Stories, and then which is actually streaming on Netflix. We'll just make that the stream of the week. Shotgun Stories with Michael Shannon, that is streaming on Netflix. So check that out. That's his first movie. Then he did another movie with Michael Shannon. This guy that works really well with Michael Shannon. A film called Take Shelter, and that was with Jessica Chastain and Michael Shannon. And it was really, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I know you thought it was a little weird, but
I liked it.
Yeah.
But I think it was different than Mud. Way weirder than Mud.
Yeah. Mud is really good. It's like a coming of age film, and it was so well done. It's one of the few times where it's funny because I really like coming of age films, and I think when done well, no matter where the story is set, it's a very universal theme. You know, like every boy's, you know, come of age. Like, hey, I'm not no longer a kid. I feel like you go through like, you know, it's like you don't just become like a man. You become like, oh, I'm a little grown up, and then you become. But this was like, hey, I've become a teenager now, and it was even a bigger shift, I think, in the movie. But really good work by all the actors. There's these two kid actors that are
they're really good,
amazing. And there's this kid, man, the guy who played Nick Bone, he was awesome, and he was funny, but not like. He wasn't like patronizing to the character. He was like just like really genuine and So check that movie out. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the very few movies where I've seen like someone literally grow up in one shot. Like it was one shot, and there's this thing that happens. And you're like, wow, like that kid like literally like just grew up in that single shot. Like it was
really amazing. You know, like when you have that one moment that just like makes you
an adult, basically. An adult. Yeah. But yeah, so check that out if you can.
It definitely reminded me of The South, for sure. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had the cicadas, whatever it's called. sorry.
No.
The bugs that it had that noise, and it was like around a lake, and everyone's got their like torn up muddy clothes, and definitely reminded me of The South. I loved it.
It was really well, and it starred, Matthew McConaughey, and really well acted by him. Like, I mean, I've always enjoyed his work, and he's always kind of, I don't want to say disappointed me, but he's always kind of like, I'm like, why are you doing these like dumb rom-coms? Like, you know, he was Wooderman. All right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's, that's what everyone, when I told people to go see Mud, everyone was like, but it's Matthew McConaughey. And I was like, Just get over that and go watch it, because you'll be impressed, I promise.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon was really good. Everybody was really great. And really, and Michael Shannon's also in this, but in a smaller part, and he was great as well. Anything else you saw,
Sarah? Cheap Thrills. I think it won the Audience Award Choice or whatever at South by Southwest, but it's a really dark and gritty comedy. And I love dark comedies.
Nice. That's awesome. Did you by any chance see Pain and Gain?
I did. Yeah, I did.
I enjoyed that.
I actually liked it.
That's really dark. And,
I'm not a big fan of Michael Bay. I'm sorry.
I'm a fan of early Michael Bay. I'm not a fan of what he did with Transformers.
Yeah.
And, you know, but yeah, it was really fun. And it was back to old school Michael Bay. And
I had a lot of fun. And I thought everyone actually did really good on it. Like Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. I was like really.
He stole the movie.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it.
And I like, my favorite thing about Michael Bay is that he's amazing at casting character actors in the supporting parts. Like Tony Shalhoub, what's his name? Rob Corddry. He was really good in that part. And like, I mean, there was some comedic elements to it, but overall, like, it was a serious part. And he did really well. And Ed Harris was amazing in it. Ed Harris is always amazing in everything he does. But yeah. So.
I have a movie coming out.
You have a movie coming out.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Totally.
Oh. Like, no, you don't. This is a film podcast, but no.
I just thought of it. I was like, yeah, I did a film.
What?
It's called The Insomniac, and it's playing at the Chinese Theater.
The Man Chinese? I think they changed the name of it, the theater. I think now it's like a different name.
I think it's just Chinese Theater.
I think, yeah.
Just like cut it off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's playing June 6th at 5.
So, June 6th, if you're in LA, go to the Chinese Theater, check their local listings. June 5th at 7 p.m.?
June 6th.
June 6th
at 5.
5 p.m. I've already forgotten. You literally just told me. Yep.
That's okay. They're all the same numbers. All
right. So check that out. And do you know the link? If you have the link, we'll post it up on our website.
Oh, I could probably give you it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, our stream of the week for this. Oh, God. I said week too many times. The Netflix instant stream of the week is Shotgun Stories. All right. Should we get into the list? What's up? You guys want to talk about more movies? Sarah, any more movies you're in? Coming out?
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get into it then. Again, we're talking about our top five favorite movie film mothers, or mothers in film, however you want to call it. Word to your mother. All right, let's do it. You want to go first, since you're the guest officially?
Aww. It's up to you.
You can go first or last. We give you that choice. But either way, you're going to get punched in the face.
I'll go last, though.
Okay.
I'll prolong.
Okay. Jenny, what is your number five?
So, okay. I'm still kind of gradually narrowing it down. So I have a long list. So I'm going to see what you guys pick too and kind of pick away from that so that we don't have as many samesies. Because I like a lot of film moms, surprisingly, somehow. So I'm going to start with a bang. And my number five, I'm going to go with one of my, I think she's the most recent on here for movies. And she's one of my all-time favorites, for sure. I'm going to go with Mrs. Weasley from the Harry Potter movies.
Ooh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have gone, like, fantasy kids films, but yeah, I like that.
I love her, and I don't know that I want to... Well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's been out for a little while, so it's okay if I spoil the ending. But
who cares?
She, the whole thing with her is that she's raised... How many Weasleys? There's, like, 6 or 7 Weasley kids, and they're really low income family, and she raises them all with, like, you know, hand-me-downs and, you know, bad dishes, you know, like she tries to find ways to get by as much as she can, but she raises all these wizard kids that grow up to be fantastic people. And then not only does she do that, she also helps raise Harry Potter. She just, like, takes him in off the streets and helps raise him, barely knowing him. And then you find out that she's, like, this amazing... Not only is she a great mom, she's this amazing witch. And she is part of, like, this really big Order of the Phoenix type thing. I don't know if anyone knows what that is. But she's like this huge, it's this group of people that pretty much the best wizards trying to fight evil wizards and witches and stuff. And so not only that, but the final movie of the whole series, she has this badass scene with Bellatrix Lestrange where she like completely goes above her and is like, that you're not going to talk to my kids like that and I'm going to kill you.
She has like a Ripley moment from Aliens.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. She's like, get off my shit. And there you go.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Who... Do you know who actually plays her?
I should have written that down. I can't remember her name. Let me look it up.
And she, question. Mm-hmm. This is a really nerdy question, but okay. Is she a halfsy? Like half? You know what I mean? How they're half human? Half.
Oh no, she's full.
What are they called?
Mudbloods. No.
Muggles.
Half blood is when you're half muggle. Muggle is full human, okay. And like Hermione is born of human parents, but she's a witch and she's a mudblood.
Okay.
So she's like, right? That's what it is, right? Yeah.
What are muggles?
Are humans that don't know, have no powers or anything.
We're civilians.
Yeah. Let me see what her name is.
Yeah, that movie's, I've only seen him once and I don't know. I don't dislike those movies, but I feel like for me, they don't have like really good repeat value. But I was always like, I'd always watch it when anyone came out. I would always watch it. I don't know.
I love the Weasleys. They're all so great.
How many Weasleys are there? How many Weasley kids? Those twins are Weasleys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they? So those twins are Ron's brothers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's Fred and George are twins. The oldest one is something with a B. Ben? Brad?
Doesn't Harry Potter end up with a Weasley?
Yeah, Jenny. Yeah. The girl. Okay. The only girl.
There's only one girl?
Mm-hmm.
She probably got beat up.
Yeah, she's hardcore.
All right, did you pull in the name of? If not, I could do while you. I could name mine before.
I feel like those names could go ahead. With like societies, like with
what the Weasleys?
Are there
no like the Mudblood for like?
Oh yeah,
middle class, yeah. Poor.
Julie Walters. I didn't recognize her. Look at her with her gray hairs.
Whoa.
Yeah, I went right past her picture because I didn't even recognize her.
That's crazy. Like
her, yeah. Yeah. Her name is Julie Walters.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And that is great. Your number five. So yeah, your number five mom, Julie Walters, as what's her character's name again?
Molly Weasley.
Weasley. She whistles a lot. all right. My number five, it's a tie. I cheated a little bit.
I cheated. Well, so.
Because they're both Sally Field movies.
No. Oh, okay.
Yes. I don't think. Did you pick a Sally Field movie?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same movie. I hope it's not.
Sure.
All right. One of my first ones is from 1991, and it is a movie called Not Without My Daughter.
Okay.
And then the other... Well, I'll talk about that first. Basically, Sally Field marries Iranian? Irani man. I don't know if it's Iranian. Maybe.
Irani. Oh, I don't know.
Fancy? Because when it comes to like when you're talking about a person and then when you're talking about an object, it's different. I don't know what it is. I apologize to the people of Iran. She marries Alfred Molina, who's from Iran, and she says, "Hey, I want to take you to visit my family." So they go. I'm gonna try not to give anything away. Spoiler alert, guys. So they have a daughter, and they take them. Alfred Molina takes them to Iran, and while they're there, he kind of fucking changes completely, and he becomes like, he like starts beating her and like abusing her, and like she's like, well, I want to go back, and he's like, no, we're not going back, and like so from that point on, like it becomes her mission to escape from Iran with her daughter. So Not Without My Daughter is one of my number fives.
What year
is that? 1991. I thought it was late 80s, but because it has like a late 80s feel, but apparently it's 1991.
Interesting.
And the other one is a movie called Eye for an Eye. Mm-hmm. Was that your
No,
list?
We're good.
Oh, okay.
I did the obvious choice, so.
Okay. Eye for an Eye is like, it's Sally Field and Ed Harris. They're a couple. And they have a daughter. And she's brutally raped and murdered by one of the gang members from the Lost Boys. little man called Keeper Sutherland. Who's really creepy in this. Really creepy.
He's just a creepy person in general,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah. And so basically through this like technicality, he's let go. He's released. So he's not charged for her rape and murder. And it's kind of like, it kind of becomes like sort of like Death Wish, if anybody's seen Death Wish, where she's kind of like she has to basically take justice into her own hands. So I won't spoil the ending and stuff, but An Eye for an Eye, amazing acting by Sally Field. She's always amazing. Like she really no matter is. What she's doing, whether it's Spider-Man, another movie in your list that I kind of know what it is, Not Without My Daughter, she's amazing. Everything, she's really great. And her and like the scenes that like with her and Kiefer Sutherland are like really, really intense, and she's amazing.
She just has that mom feel to her.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Just so like loving, but she'll kick your ass if you like step out of line.
Gidget,
Did you ever see, did either of you ever see the show Brothers and Sisters?
Never. I think I watched a couple episodes
she's
of it.
She's like the main, she's the mom on that, and she's fantastic on that too. I love her so much.
Did you guys ever see Freeway?
Yes.
Oh my God. Creeper.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So yeah, those two, Not Without My Daughter and Eye for an Eye, are my tie for number five. Sarah, what did you bring?
Well, we're going to go straight into another Sally Fields.
Excellent.
With the most obvious Sally Fields. With Forrest Gump.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen Forrest Gump, it's a shame, and you should go watch it right now. We literally had to watch it in high school in history class.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was an awesome like couple days.
Yeah, because that's a long movie, too.
It is. It was great.
Also, there's some, like, some, I guess it's PG-13, but there's some sketchy scenes, like when like she is going to have sex with him for the first time.
Yeah, and she's playing the guitar.
Yeah, and she's kind of naked, but you can't really see anything. Yeah, I'm surprised you saw it in high school.
I know.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
It is so good. It's, like, a perfect movie. And she's so loving, and, like, she will do anything for her kid. And she's so, like, she will murder you to get him. To like where she thinks that he should be.
And it's funny because Sally Field is really not that much older than Tom Hanks. Like, but you buy it. Like,
yeah.
You totally buy it.
Like
the scene where she's like, she's kind of like dying and he's like at her bedside. Like, I totally believe that she's his mom and, you know.
Yeah.
And even, it's funny, I'm going to go to another mom role with Sally Field. But even like in Lincoln, like she's way too old to play that character of Mary Todd. But. She's so good that you don't question the fact that, like, and you don't question the age difference or anything. You're like, Sally Field, that's her. Good.
She's
done.
I love her.
Very cool. Very cool pick.
Yeah, and just that scene with her when she's, like, when they're telling him or telling her that he can't, like, go to school.
Yeah.
There. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah,
she would do anything for him.
Bob Zemeckis. Oh, man. All right, Jenny, what is your number four?
All right, so I kind of went back and forth I just went with favorite moms, not technically best moms. So my number four is actually kind of an awful mother, but I love her character so much that she's definitely one of my favorite moms in a movie. And it's Drop Dead Gorgeous, Gladys Lehman, Christy Alley, and Drop Dead Gorgeous. I love her character so much. She's hilarious and awful, but... She, like, there couldn't have been anyone else to play Denise Richards' mom in that at all. And I love her. I love Christy Alley in general as a mom, like, in even in good parts, like Look Who's Talking and stuff like that. But this is just by far one of my favorite roles that she ever does.
Yeah. Yeah. I, it's funny because this is kind of like this and like Sugar and Spice are like kind of like not chick flicks. They're like, teenage girl flicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's the same with like Mean Girls. Like, it's a really good movie and could be a chick flick, but it's also guys will watch it. Yeah. And think it's hilarious.
I've seen Mean Girls and Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. I feel like it's more of a little bit more of a chick flick, but okay.
But no, I saw this and I saw Sugar and Spice, which I like both
of
these.
Both of them are kind of on the edge of.
But they're really like fun movies, especially this one.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's just got a great cast on it in general.
Because it's so dry.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah. I love that mockumentary style, too. and they did it perfectly. The whole pageant thing is hilarious. I love it so much. But she's so funny all the way up until the end when her daughter blows up on the float. Oh, man.
Wait, I haven't seen this movie in a long time. I remember, so it's Denise Richards, it's Kirsten Dunst, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then there's, I think, like, who's, like, isn't it, like, Will Sasso in this or something?
Yeah, right? He plays, like, the kind of slow, like, farmer's market boy his suspenders get stuck in the, or his get stuck in the car and he, like, can't get out because he doesn't understand how to open the door.
That's right. I remember this.
So funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I have to rewatch this. I haven't watched it in a long time.
But I
remember laughing a lot during this movie. Very cool. So Christy Alley.
Mm-hmm. Gladys Lehman.
Gladys Lehman
from Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Very cool. All right. My number four is, I like this actress, period, but I especially like her in this movie. She's very, like, sweet and, yeah. And I'm talking about 2001's The Royal Tenenbaums, and I'm talking about Ethel Tenenbaum. I love her. Just, like, when she's scheduling, like, the kids' activity schedule, and, like, she's just great. Like, she's awesome. Yeah,
she is really funny.
When my favorite scene is when, like, Gene Hackman tells her that he has cancer. And he's like, I'm just joking, Ethel. And she, like, just smacks him. And she's like, but seriously, I'm dying. Yeah, she's just a great mom. And, yeah, she's got crazy kids and she still loves them, you know?
She's a great mom in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's funny. Yeah. And then kind of a creepy mom in, like, The Grifters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She plays Morticia too, right?
Yeah. I guess my tie would be, if nobody has it, would be also Morticia from the Addams Family, a two-way tie for Angelica Houston.
So you're just going to do, you're going to do actresses is what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think so. Well, that role is really cool too. Like, I mean, like.
No, I completely agree.
Just the fact
agree.
That like her, you know, she, I mean, just a weird family, but like her kids are into creepy things and she like supports them. She's like, oh, okay. You know, do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Angelica Houston, just in general, an amazing actress, and just the whole family, like I'm always like as a kid discovering like, oh, who's like daughter she is, and then like who like she's related to, and then like right now, like I'm really obsessed with like Boardwalk Empire, and like, you know, her nephew is in it, so there's like four or five
she has a lot of family.
Yeah,
right?
Danny. Yeah. Houston.
Yeah.
The bastard of the Houston family. Quite literally. Like, they didn't acknowledge him for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Danny Houston, her brother, all the Houstons are amazing. And yeah, so my two-way tie, I guess, will be The Royal Tenenbaums, her playing Ethel Tenenbaum, and The Addams Family, 1 and 2. They're both all right. I dig part 2 as well.
Yeah.
Playing Morticia Addams.
Which one's the one where they do Thanksgiving? Is that in 2?
The camp? Or
Well,
the camp is in part 2.
2, right, yeah. Okay.
I don't remember the things. I think Thanksgiving might be 1, I'm thinking.
I thought Thanksgiving took place during the camp.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, because they do, like, the play. You're right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
Just making sure.
Yeah. But 1.
Okay. I always forget if I've seen 1 or 2, but I've seen both, I think.
2 has Joan Cusack. Who's amazing in that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She's really funny in that. So there you go. My number 4 is a two-way tie. Angelica Houston. Done. Sarah.
Mine is Joan Allen in Pleasantville.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Because she's awesome.
Yes.
Even in anything she does. She's so, like, stoic. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's so effortless for her. But she is such an amazing character. Of how it goes from, like, that, like, 50s perfect housewife to, like, shacking up with, you know, the guy from whatever that TV show is.
Yeah.
The Olsen Twins.
Yeah.
And then she causes a fire and she has an orgasm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the tree explodes. Because she's, like, flicking the bean.
Doesn't she hook up with, doesn't she hook up with the guy from Newsroom?
Jeff Daniels.
Isn't that the guy? Is that the one?
Jeff.
Okay, yeah.
He's from Full House, right?
What are you talking about?
No?
No, different girl.
I'm retarded.
Which one are you thinking of?
Don't even worry about
Uncle
me.
Jesse?
You know.
The one that does the puppets?
Yeah.
What is his name?
I don't know.
Dave Coulier? Well,
Dave Coulier.
Same person.
You know what?
They do kind of look alike.
They do
kind of
look alike. Right? I never noticed that.
Yeah, right? No, I didn't. Yeah.
You do. Yeah. Okay, good. It wasn't just my tequila mind talking.
Before, guys, remind me, Jenny, Sarah will be our first guest playing our new trivia game.
What?
It's not a trivia game.
I don't want to play.
No, wait. It's not really trivia. I'm sorry. I said the wrong thing. It's a new game we invented. Well, I don't know if we invented it, but I've never seen it done before. It's called Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott. And I name a movie, and you have to tell me if it's Dylan. Who stars in it? Dylan McDermott or Dylan Mulroney? Yes.
Fucked.
Yeah. But we'll get that before we get to our number one.
This is horrible. Don't like you guys right now.
But no, yes, Dave Coulier could play Jeff Daniels' brother.
Yeah, right?
They kind of look alike. Mm-hmm. I never noticed that. He could play like a young Jeff Daniels. Oh, man. I never... Okay. You just revealed something
just
on this podcast.
Your mind.
You blew my mind. I was like, oh, Uncle Jesse?
He's Greek. God.
Yeah.
Love her.
Pleasantville's really good. Directed and written by Gary Ross. Mm-hmm. Like that guy. Very cool. Joan Ellen's good in everything.
Like Notebook.
Yeah, she was good in The Notebook. She was kind of... Yeah. I didn't really like her in The Notebook.
But
her character...
You understand her character at the end. Yeah. Like, you kind of feel for her, and you're like, I understand.
Yeah, that was really good.
It happened to her, and so, like, she finally, like, you know...
Came out and admitted it. Yeah. No, I love that.
And I feel like during that time that they did The Notebook, it was where, like, you couldn't have those kinds of feelings and act on them.
Yeah.
Like, it was very looked down upon in society for, like, you to have, like, an emotional problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you
also...
You just follow your parents.
I love her in, like, the Bourne movies. Mm-hmm. She plays, like... You believe her. Like, she's just a badass.
Yeah.
She's, like, tough. She, like... When she goes up against David Strathairn, like, she... Like, you feel like she could punk him. Like, she's just really a strong character.
She's a sexy woman, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a really good-looking lady. And even in movies that she's the movies that aren't good, she still is like amazing in it. She plays the wife in Face Off. She plays John Travolta's wife, Face Off.
Oh yeah.
Dominic Swain playing her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Face Off is awesome.
What happened to Dominic Swain? She kind of went. I haven't seen her lately. So, all right. We talked about Face Off. We talked about a bunch of movies. Jenny, what is your number two?
Let me do this.
Take a sip of water. Your part.
I think I'm on my number three still.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I thought we were at two.
I've only done two so far.
You're right. I'm sorry. All these two-way ties are confusing me.
Oh, yeah. Cheater.
Two for five,
cheater,
two for
cheater,
four.
Cheater, chicken eater.
All right. What's your number three?
All right. Well, since you cheated.
You can cheat.
I'm going to take one of yours, I think, you probably have.
Go ahead. Better not be fucking who I think it is, dude.
He gets who you have, because I'm going to take it.
Better not be my number one.
I don't know if it is. Too bad.
Okay, say it.
My number three is...
No!
Sarah Connor, T2.
That's my number one.
Only in T2, though.
Me too. But that's my number one.
That's your number one?
Yeah.
Sorry,
she's
well,
badass.
I took it. I think so, too. That's why I put her on my list.
All right.
Yeah, well, you just practically named four people.
I did. Well,
so I'm taking your
one
number
actress.
One.
One actress for my number four, one actress for my number five.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But all right, it's my number one. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sarah Connor is badass. Just the character of Sarah Connor, you know, whether it's in T2, and I also enjoyed the TV series. I don't know if you watched it.
I didn't ever watch it. I want to. Is it on anything?
I think it was streaming on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it still
is. It was
is.
Only one or it's, two seasons.
It was two or three seasons.
Oh,
actually.
It got up to three, really?
Yeah. Wow. I know two for sure.
And what
maybe
channel
three.
Was it on?
It was on Fox.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that makes sense.
It was.
Yeah.
Lena Headey was playing Sarah Connor.
Oh.
And she was really good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea.
She
that was,
before
she was cool as.
I don't think that was cool.
Circe.
Yeah. Yeah. She plays Circe in Game of Thrones.
I can't fucking even pronounce that.
Circe. Yes, she was amazing in that. And Linda Hamilton was amazing in
the movies.
T2.
Yes.
She was just so badass. And, like, literally, like, her character shift from part one to part two, like where she like was really the victim in part one, to like when you first like when they open up and they're talking about her character, like the psychiatrist walking down the hall, and like you just see her back.
Oh my god!
You just see you don't see her face. You just see like her ripped like just back, just doing like pull-ups.
Fuck yeah. No, I pretty much wanted to punch her in the face in the first one. I'm just like, ugh, you're kind of obnoxious and kind of whiny.
She's like, Kyle, get up, Kyle. Just get up, Kyle.
Somebody help me.
Yeah. And then she was just kicking ass in part two.
Yeah, the whole, like, what is that? Like, the beginning 20 minutes or something in the whole, in the asylum?
Yeah.
Is it an asylum that she's in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, where she, like, fucking stabs people with needles in their necks and doesn't give a shit. I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I think she's badass.
Yeah. Good. Well, you took my number one, but I'm glad you agree. So
yeah. I love the scene.
But well, also before you go on, she's also a deadbeat mom too. You know? Like she was kinda like mad that he came to like that John Connor came to help her and stuff, you know? Like,
oh yeah.
She's kind of a dick to him.
Yeah, that's
But she's badass. She's a badass, so she's on the list.
No, yeah, I agree.
What were you saying?
The scene in Bob's Burgers where Tina's looking through the fence, and it's like that whole scene.
It's when the nuke goes off. Have you seen Bob's Burger, Sarah?
Wait, have I seen the movie?
A show called Bob's Burger.
I totally went off.
I was like, what?
Sorry, we went on a tangent.
I just heard burger, and my mind wandered.
Whoa. What were you thinking about?
Food, of course. Come on now.
There's a show, Bob's Burgers, and there was like the greatest reference to D2, and it was when Tina was gonna wax her leg hair, and that scene where the nuke goes off in D2, and Sarah Connor's by the fence, and her skin gets ripped off. It was this exact same scene, but with Tina's leg hairs.
So, yeah,
really funny. Yeah,
yeah, it was really good. And I don't know if either of you guys watch Community, but the most recent episode, there was like this whole part where Jeff like comes out. It's like evil Jeff, and they're the time warp thing that brings them into the new, the other, what do you call the different? Oh man, there's like the good,
the alternate version.
Yes, alternate version? Universe, whatever it is. I don't know the word. It starts with a P. I can't think of it.
But the parallel universe?
Yes, the parallel universe. Yeah. God damn it. Wow. and the way they jump from parallel universes, like with this thing that comes out of the ground, and it sounded really cool in my head, but it's like where T2 comes out, or the Terminator comes out of the ground.
Oh, yeah. The little like force field, do you mean?
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm very good at talking today. where's this going?
Where's this going? I was like, where does he come out of the ground from?
I know.
Are you talking about Tremors? Kevin Bacon?
Oh my god. Awesome. Yes.
Sarah Connor is your number three.
Yeah, yes.
And she's my number one. So there you go.
Sorry, you don't want to change it?
That's right, no.
Are you sure?
Hey, I stand by my choice.
All right.
Sarah Connor is my number one. My number three, though, it's a movie from 1990. It's just a fun movie. This movie should have come out at Columbus Day because it's directed by Chris Columbus. So
what?
The director of this is Chris Columbus, and the movie I'm talking about is Home Alone. And I'm talking about Catherine O'Hara playing Kevin's mom. They forgot Kevin at home, but the lengths she goes through to get to Kevin.
That's true.
She's badass.
Yeah. You know? She has a lot of kids that she has to worry about. Yeah. So to forget a kid.
Buzz is kind of a dick.
Yeah.
She's sassy too.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
She like completely was like, no, we're going to stop our vacation and go find him and all stuff like immediately. Yeah. So that was good.
And they're in Paris, right? In the first one, if I'm not mistaken. I think they are. She flies back from Paris, I think.
Is that what it is? I think it was a year. I think it might. Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one, I think, is Hawaii.
I think so.
Or something like that. Some tropical place.
How could you forget him twice?
Yeah.
I know. That's kid. True. That is true.
You think you put some kind of radar in that?
Ugh. Yeah.
That body.
Yeah. I don't know what happens. I forgot the plot line for two. Like, why does he end up in New York?
Because he gets on the he follows the wrong guy that looks like his dad.
That would never happen in real life, but yeah, sure.
And then they don't. Yeah, he just jumps on the plane and he's like, "I can't find my ticket." And Ellie's like, "Just come on, it's whatever."
Yeah.
And they're like,
they would like shoot you.
Just find a seat anywhere.
So Catherine O'Hara playing Kate McAllister.
Kate. Okay.
And I love the scene with her and like John Candy he plays like the band leader that's they're on a road trip.
It's a really good scene.
Yeah,
I forgot he was even in that.
Yeah, and it's just she's fun and like that scene where he she finally comes home and like he's like cleaned the house and like everything is back to normal and like how like excited she is to see him that he's fine, like he survived all these days.
Yeah, she's such a good actress. She's so funny. I love her so much.
Catherine O'Hara is amazing. She is amazing in a lot of mom roles she plays. She's also really funny in, I guess this would be the opposite of a good mom, but she plays Colin Hanks' mom in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack Black's mom.
Oh, yeah.
And she That's gets, right. a little, she's an, she gets she, too drunk.
How much is she in that? It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
She's in a good chunk of it. I mean, her scenes are really funny.
Okay.
With like Jack Black and... And Carrie Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another fun movie where she plays a mom. But yeah, Catherine O'Hara, my number. I guess I am going by actresses. Damn you, Jenny. Pointing that out.
I should have done. I thought about that. Because there's a lot of really good actresses that play moms like all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're so good at that.
Yeah. So Catherine O'Hara, I guess, is my number three. Sarah.
Mine's going to be a two-way like yours was.
Done.
But it's in the same movie.
Oh, I like that.
So it makes sense.
This is interesting.
Yeah, so two awesome moms in one movie. It would be Hope Floats with Gina Roland and Sandra Bullock. It is my favorite romantic comedy. It's awesome.
It is a great movie.
It will make you cry.
What is this movie? I don't remember this.
Okay, so...
Is this the one with Harry Connick Jr.?
Yes. I'm not going to, ruin it. Because, this happens within the first 5 minutes. But literally, she gets told on a talk show that her husband is cheating on her with her best friend. That's how it starts out. And so she, moves back home with her kid, who's the little kid from Independence Day, right?
The little girl with
the glasses. And she's so freaking cute. And she's amazing at it. But there's, this one scene where...
You know who that is? It's Mae Whitman from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, she looks so different when she got older.
Yeah.
But there's a scene where she tells her mom that she doesn't want to live with her and that she wants to live with her dad. And her dad literally, makes her stay. He chooses, his new girlfriend over his daughter. And it just shows you, how amazing, these moms are. And Gina Roland is amazing. She's so good.
She's
always great. Yeah. Hope Floats. Do you know who directed Hope Floats?
No.
Forrest Whitaker.
Oh wow.
Yeah. He's a pretty decent director.
Huh.
I remember watching this. It was a long time
ago. Directed that, really?
Yeah, yeah. I remember because of Harry Connick Jr. Because he's played some really sweet characters and then some really freaking creepy characters. Like in Copycat. He's creepy in that. Plays a serial killer. But yeah, he's definitely the sweet guy in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I like your pick. Two moms, one movie.
Exactly. Who could go wrong with that?
Yeah. There you go.
That is
that's one
a
that
porn
that...
name.
Yeah.
Two moms in one movie.
Two moms in one movie.
That's a movie that I almost always I feel like I owned this. Yeah, okay.
You would own this?
I would own it if I could. Because I want to see it. I feel like I always have to watch it on TV.
Oh, and it kind of ruins the experience.
It kind of does, yeah. But I love it so much. Every time it comes on, I put it on. But
it's so good. Sandra Bullock is the queen of romantic comedies. I don't think there'll ever be anyone better than her at it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Have you seen all of her 90s stuff?
No, actually, I haven't.
Exactly.
Well, very cool, though. Very cool. Hope Floats from 1998. Awesome.
All right. So we are on my number two now, right?
Yes, we are. Okay. Now we are.
All right. So my number two, I went crazy mom again. Not a good mom, but a fantastic character. And I chose Mrs. Voorhees from Friday the 13th. I put a little Adam Scott in the film podcast.
That. You're channeling Adam Scott with
someone
his horror.
Needed to bring some horror in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you from part one, you said?
Yes.
That's right, because she's... Spoiler alert.
She's the killer.
She's the killer. You haven't seen this movie. Well,
she did it.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Yeah. So, very cool. I wasn't expecting this at all.
She's such a good character, though. Yeah. Like, when she... Anytime she... When you finally find out she's the killer, she, like, comes out... Because she's not in... You don't see her very much of it. Until, like, near the end of it. You might see her a couple times beforehand when they're, like, talking about Jason.
Yeah.
When you find out that she's killing people, then she, like, is, like, crying and stuff about how much they, like, hurt her son and how much it's all their fault and all this stuff. And she's going through all this to just get back at them. It's so cool. I love it.
You know, I haven't seen this movie in such a long time.
She blames all the campers for her son's death and comes back and kills them.
This is the one with Kevin Bacon, right? When Kevin Bacon gets stabbed through the neck?
Yeah, actually. I think you're right. I always get all those actors mixed up in all the old horror movies because there's so many people that you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize
you were doing that. Adam would be yelling at us like, yes, that happened.
I know. I'm sorry, Adam.
Stupids. but very good choice. Like, I definitely did not expect that. I think you also are not going to expect my number two. It's going to be an interesting choice, but very cool. So, Mrs. Voorhees.
Voorhees, yeah.
Very cool. All right, my number two is from a movie from 1990. She's in a very small scene, but she's really sweet, and she's just an awesome mom. And not only in the movie, but I'm sure in real life. But what I'm talking about is, I don't even know if she has I couldn't find a character name for her. She's just Tommy's mom from Goodfellas. She plays Joe Pesci's mom.
Okay.
Joe Pesci goes to the house. Do you know the scene? Or are you forgetting?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
So Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta, and Robert De Niro just killed Billy Batts, Frank Vincent, and they're going to go bury him. And they have to get a shovel to bury him, and they have to stop at Joe Pesci's mom's house to get a shovel. Well, it's the middle of the night, by the way. It's just middle of the night, and they wake her up. And he's like, oh, I'm just here to get a shovel. I'm going to take off. And she's like, oh, you boys are here. Let me make you dinner. Middle of the night, she makes them dinner. She makes them sit down for dinner and cooks them like a full-on like Italian dinner. And it's the middle of the night, and Joe Pesci at one point grabs a knife, and he decides he's going to stab the guy that's in their trunk with it. And he takes it. He's like, Mom, can I borrow this knife? She's like, yeah. But she's really sweet, and the lady is played by Martin Scorsese's actual mom.
Hmm.
So, really?
Yeah.
How many other things is she in?
She's cameos in a couple other little things. But Yeah. And she was not an actress or anything. He just literally put her in. But she's like the sweetest mom in the movie, and like a lot of her scenes like just feel improvised. Like that whole scene in the kitchen table like just feels improvised because it's like so like genuine. And but yeah, she's a really nice mom because even though her mobster son came home in the middle of the night, she still cooked him and his two gangster friends a full-on dinner. And that dinner looks so delicious. Like, you watch the scene and you're like, damn, I just want that. But yeah, so Tommy's mom from Goodfellas.
Nice.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
That reminds me of, I don't think I'm stepping on anyone's toes, but in Wedding Crashers, Will Ferrell's Ma, the meatloaf!
Bring us the meat. She's like, what is she doing in there?
I never know what she's doing.
Mom! yeah. And then she's sweet too. Like, she comes out and she's really sweet.
She's so nice too.
Meatloaf. But yeah, so Goodfellas, number two. Sarah.
Nice. We're on number two.
Yeah.
Right. Mine is Diane Lane in Jack.
Oh.
Because she is awesome. Like, I always think of that scene where she's like playing like the darts or whatever with him, and she's like all, you know, just crazy playing with her kid that is Robin Williams.
God, that movie.
And just like the love that she has for him, like unconditional, is like such a mom thing.
Yeah, it's a weird movie because it's Francis Ford Coppola directing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's got like Jennifer Lopez, one of her like her earlier credits, mm-hmm. playing like his teacher, and it's an interesting movie. I mean, the thing is like, Robin Williams is really good in it. Like, I mean, the thing is, what I like about Robin Williams is that he takes choices. Like, yeah, Bicentennial Man is a shitty movie, but it's an interesting choice. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, like Mrs. Doubtfire, who would have thought like that would have been a success, but it's amazing. He's amazing in it. Mm. And this is another one of those roles where you're like, that's interesting. He's like, Robin Williams is going to be playing, he's 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
Cause he ages four times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, very cool. And it's Diane. I forgot it was Diane Lane. There's a lot of those movies too. that are early on where I'm like, I forget all the character actors mm-hmm. in the movies. So
she's fantastic in everything. She is.
Yeah.
She's so gorgeous too.
Yeah. She's supposed to play, slap her. I know. She's supposed to play, Martha Kent, right?
Yep. Yep.
Mm. Yeah. That's going to be good. She's going to be really good as that.
Yeah. And then Kevin Costner playing Pa Kent. It's going to be interesting.
Too. Yeah. I love me some Kevin Costner. Yeah. Say what she will. Dances with Wolves.
Well, just overall, like, Kevin Costner is awesome. Like, I think he's really underrated.
Yeah.
I think everybody, like, after the whole, like, Waterworld thing, people kind of, I've always loved him.
I liked Waterworld, so.
I did too.
Sue me.
If I had my way, I finished the Waterworld trilogy.
It was
I'd awesome. Go to the studio and go, guys, it's not complete. We need a 2 and a 3, guys. The story has not been finished. There's more of this Mariner. But yeah, very cool pick. Jack.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Very cool.
I wish she played more moms and things. I feel like she's not enough mom.
She's too good looking to play mom.
Yeah.
Like now she's getting to the age where she can play mom.
Just aging more.
Yeah, like DiCaprio will never be able to play somebody's dad until like he's way into his late 50s.
That's true.
His face just is like so like young.
Because even like with Brad Pitt, it's like he's just now being able to like play dads, because you're like, he was seen as such a sex symbol that why would they give him a kid?
The best I've seen like Brad Pitt playing a dad, well, I think it's one of the very few movies that he's done it, but Moneyball. He's really good at at the end, he like breaks down, he hears the song. It's really well done. But I agree with you, like DiCaprio won't get taken serious like playing a dad until he's really, really like older. Mm. So same with Diane Lane. She's just a really attractive lady.
Yeah.
I just rewatched Unfaithful.
Who's she dating?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she?
She was with Josh Brolin.
Yeah. God, he's a sexy man. They're a sexy little couple. What?
They just got divorced.
Oh, they should have made a sex tape. That would have been awesome.
Do they have any kids?
I would watch.
I bet they
have beautiful babies.
Yeah.
Beautiful
babies. But yeah, she's really good looking and unfaithful.
And a great actress, so.
Yowzes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, very cool. All right, we're getting to our number one. Jenny, you want to do your recap?
Yeah, do we need to talk about anybody? Are we good?
No, well, real quickly, we'll talk about a couple of our friends. Who should we talk about? You know what? I'm going to put up some cool links on our website. Just go to the film podcast and I'll put up some links on this episode. Cool. Go ahead. Do your recap and your number one.
All right. For those of you that are still listening to our mom's episode, my number five, I feel like people don't like to listen to us talk about female actresses for some reason.
How do you know?
I don't know. I feel like people are just like, because we have a bunch of guys that listen, you know?
How do you know that?
And they don't really care about females.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I'm just completely...
I care about the ladies. It's
true. I mean, I feel like you care more about, like, if we were, like, hottest girls in action films.
Like if Megan it was like, Fox. Like, hottest MILFs?
If this episode Yeah.
Hottest mom.
I don't know. I hope there's a bunch of people still.
Because I feel like women...
Diane Lane would made the list. Unfaithful. She would have. Number one.
Like, I feel like women can watch films of guys who aren't attractive, but if they're good, they'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But guys won't watch women who aren't, who aren't attractive, even if they are amazing.
If they're, like, the main element of the
main
movie.
Main element, yeah.
I feel like we were kind of talking about... I feel like they would immediately say it was a chick flick.
Yeah.
And just not watch it.
It's the same with books. Like, I know a lot of guys that can't read books that are done by like a female where the female is the lead because they can't relate. But it's like, I've read books where guys are, you know, and I can still find something to relate to.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess so.
Maybe that's really sexist of me.
I know.
I'm sorry to all my listeners. I really love guys. I play a lot of video games. And I watch porn, so
I know.
We can relate, guys.
I know. Well, don't hate me.
Why is it? That's funny.
That's even sexist of me to say that. I know.
Guys, this is what I do. It's just like you.
Like, she's like, guys.
They're like, guys, actually, you don't. I like know, clothing, like, shopping.
Look,
like, so,
here's the thing. Like, you basically insulted people twice. No. You're like, look, you, all you listeners, you're sexist. And then you're like, guys, I'm kidding. I'm just like you. I like a nerd. Like, all you nerds out there. I like video games and porn. Because, like, that's all we do. Like, just watch movies and...
I mean, it kind of is.
During our refractory period of watching porn, like, we watch, like, good cinema. like mostly male cinema.
I'm so sorry.
And watch and play video games, apparently. So,
oh boy.
So yeah. So where are we at?
Okay, my recap. I'm sorry.
All right. I want to get that drop though. She's like, I watch porn too.
I'm sorry, mom and dad.
All right. So my number 5 was Mrs. Weasley and all the Harry Potter movies. 4 was Gladys Lehman in Drop Dead Gorgeous. 3 was Sarah Connor in T2. 2 was Mrs. Voorhees in Friday the 13th. And my number 1 is my favorite cartoon mom, and it's Mrs. Incredible in The Incredibles.
She was on my honorable mention list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have an honorable mention list. Don't judge me. but yeah, she's cool. She's Holly Hunter, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how many voices has she done, because I didn't realize she did voices until I saw that.
I don't know. I only know her as Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah.
But she's definitely a tough mom.
Yeah, she has to deal with teenagers growing up, and not only that, but she has to deal with them growing up with superpowers. So yeah. It's a whole thing, and I think that is incredible. Get it?
That's not cheesy at all.
Get it?
No, like, not only is she dealing with, like, herself being a superhero, and she can't, like, be in the open, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of layers to Mrs. Incredible. She's a superhero who can't be a superhero, who really has a passion for it. She has a husband that she's got to control who might not be cheating. She thinks he might be cheating.
Wait, mm-hmm. And this is a cartoon?
Yeah, Well, remember she goes to investigate and she finds, like, the phone call and stuff like that? Anyway.
Yeah.
And then...
It's like that whole thing where the husband, like, is just, doing something, like, not paying attention, and she takes it the wrong way.
Have you not watched The Incredibles?
I haven't.
Oh, man.
Oh, you should see it. It's a Pixar.
Oh, okay.
So it's fantastic. I would like it. Yeah. It's really good. And it's a family of superheroes. So it's awesome.
You should be watching these movies.
You're getting all sassy with me now.
I'm kidding. All right. Well, good pick though. I'm glad you put it on there because it was my honorable mention. But very cool. That's nice. Your number one?
Yeah, my number one. I love that movie so much.
Very cool. All right. Before we get to our number one, we're gonna play a quick little game of Dermot Mulroney.
I just did my number one.
Before I get to my number one.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was like, and I'm gonna go again, I guess.
No. Before I do my number one, I forgot to do it before you did your number one. Okay. So
got it.
A quick little game of Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott, okay?
What if I haven't seen this movie?
Well, you can guess. Okay.
All right.
I'll give you two. I'll give you two movies and you can guess, okay? I'll give you one. About Schmidt. Does it star Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott?
The second one.
Dylan McDermott?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Wrong. Dermot Mulroney.
Ask me something. This is a horrible game.
Well, it's a horrible name because I always confuse those two. Everybody does.
I've never seen About Schmidt, so I wouldn't have. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You got to do a movie that she knows.
Yeah, come on.
Right?
Okay. Have you seen Zodiac? Like,
no.
Well, okay. Have you seen The Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Does it star Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott?
Wait, The Gray.
The Gray with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fuck.
One of the actors in it is either Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott.
Who? First one.
Dylan. Well, you gotta name him.
Is it
Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
Dylan Rooney, whatever. Whatever the fuck that is. This is horrible. You guys are just... It's so hard. You're like, I will get you back.
Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
Fuck say you.
Say one. Fuck say one. You. Say one. Who stars in it?
Wait, what's the second one? Just say it again.
Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
Dermot Mulroney? Did yeah. I do it right?
Ding, ding, ding,
yay!
You're right.
Okay. So that's the thing is you have to actually say okay. the name right?
Yeah.
I don't like you. That was a cheap trick.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're the first player of the game, and you
yay.
Won.
Yay.
So. All right.
Nice.
All right. My number one, I'm going to do my recap because we already talked about it. My number one. My number five was a two-way tie, Not Without My Daughter, and Eye for an Eye. Four was a two-way tie again, The Royal Tenenbaums.
You should say the name of the character or the actress.
Sally
least.
Field was my number five.
Thank you.
Four was Anjelica Huston for The Royal Tenenbaums and The Addams Family. Number three was Catherine O'Hara for Home Alone. Number two was Martin Scorsese's mom playing Tommy's mom in Goodfellas. And number one is Linda Hamilton playing Sarah Connor in Terminator 1 and 2. She's pre-mom.
She's
one.
Better in 2, yeah. I think.
But I'm going to go with my number one as just Sarah Connor and overall, like the character.
Okay, badass well,
mom.
I'm going to go with T2. So, boom.
Forget you. All right. Sarah.
Yeah.
Dermot Mulroney. Give us a recap and then you're number
one.
Not a
fun game. And of course, you're like, here, have a margarita before we do this. Fun. Fun times.
What is your recap right. and then you're number one?
My recap yeah. is Sally Fields in Forrest Gump, Joan Allen in Pleasantville, Gina Rowlands and Sandra Bullock in Hope Floats, and then four, Diane Lane in Jack, and then my number one is Amy Poehler in Mean Girls.
Nice.
Yep. That nice. Is my favorite movie. And she is so awesome.
You keep me young.
You keep me young. And how she just like young. Flips her hair.
Yeah.
She, oh my gosh. She's, what's her name's mother, right? What's her face?
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams' yeah. mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's really, she has really hard, boobs because she
yeah,
got
an implant
boob
yeah, job. Yeah, yeah.
The dog's chewing on
I was
on
like, where are you going with this? No, she, yeah, she's a fun character.
Yeah,
she just
she's
wants
awesome.
To be hip.
She's so awesome.
Funny. Yeah. I love her in that.
She just wants to be in the clique.
She's like, oh, yeah. Do you guys want some condoms? God love you. I think I can quit that whole movie.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Was that the end of her list?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was good. I love
that
her.
That was really good.
I like her pre-mom in Baby Mama.
In Baby Mama,
so,
yeah.
I think she's so funny in that. I mm-hmm. almost did that, but I was like, I don't know if she's really a she's mom.
Oh, I love when she's... My favorite part of that movie is whenever she's looking for her wallet to, like, give the money for, like, a taxi or something, and she's just, like, hitting really random places that her wallet wouldn't be. Like, her shoulder, and she's like, don't have my wallet. And Tina's face is like,
I like when she puts the gum under the table and then she yeah. goes, she's like, did you just put gum under my table? She's like, I don't know your business.
I don't know your life.
Yeah, there's some funny scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite scene in that movie would have to be Dax Shepard, though, when he goes into the courtroom and he goes, he's all, your majesty. Calls the judge your majesty. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Good picks. Good picks mm-hmm. all around. Very mm-hmm. interesting list. I mean, we only had really one overlap. You had
I'm
a cock block me.
You could have picked something else.
Why would I pick anything else but Sarah Connor?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My bad.
That doesn't make any sense.
I warned you first.
All right. All
so
right.
many good moms out there.
Yeah, there
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Are there any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I think I have some. I'll just rattle off some quick names. I had The Incredibles, had the mom... what's her name? Frances McDormand from Almost Famous.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I almost put that on the list.
Yeah. Then I had the kind of like mom figure in the Pedro Almodóvar movie called Volver. She's really cool. And then that's about it. I'm going to save the rest for another list. Jenny, honorable mentions?
Another list? What other list will we
you
do?
You don't know
moms?
If we're going to do one next year. I don't want to, you know, cock
myself.
Her
Father's Day is coming up.
We did one of those last year,
yeah.
but we could
maybe
do another
go
one.
Maybe go Deadbeat Dads for part two.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Like, go opposite. Jenny, any honorable mentions?
Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
And American Pie.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, yeah.
Diane Keaton and Father of the Bride.
And, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Toni Collette and Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then Allison Janney and Juno.
Yeah.
I like her in that.
Yeah, she's really sweet. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what else I would say is Toni Collette again for About a Boy. She tries. Yeah, that's true. You know, like, she just tries and fails. But she tries so much. Like, she tries to, like, give him, like, cool stuff and, like, make him, like, a vegetarian. And
she's really good as a mom on U.S. of Tara.
Oh, my God.
I love that show.
Yeah. But they canceled it.
I know. It was so good.
You busted so good. A
It curve. Got a little weird near the end, but it was still, like, it could have still kept on.
It got me going, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love the dad in that. What's his name?
John Corbett.
Oh, yes, my God. I love him so much. He's so sexy.
He is.
Because he's so funny and manly and just, ugh. Yeah. I can do bad things.
He's my favorite. Of all of
I shouldn't have given you that margarita.
I know, right?
That was a mistake.
It made me very... Oh, that was a bad word. I'm not going to use that word. It's a horrible, disgusting word. Whenever I say it, now it's just making worse. All right, let's go. Hey, mothers.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
No, you took my Almost Famous one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think. It's okay. It happens.
Well, there you go. That's our list of our top five favorite moms. And they weren't good or bad. I mean, it was just kind of our favorite moms. Some of them weren't bad, actually. But yes, so stay tuned for a couple, like I said, those special podcasts we're going to release in the beginning of June. The episode dedicated to Canon Films. And then the episode about Michael Mann. That's going to be a fun one. And what else? Follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You could follow me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERAS.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
Sarah, if people want to stalk you, where do they go?
I don't have a Twitter.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not funny enough for Twitter.
It doesn't matter.
I can't do things. I can do Instagram. I post photos of my dog daily.
Well, just post them on Twitter.
I'll give you a site. Because I'll give it for that movie.
Oh, good.
And then we'll...
What site?
For the tickets.
What was that? What site are you talking about?
I'm really not sexist, though. I swear. I love men.
No, we didn't think of anything of that.
Okay,
cool. All right. So, again, if you want to see Sarah in... Is it a short film you're in, or is it
a feature?
Really? Mm. It'll be... Is it premiering at a festival? Yeah.
At the Dances with Films Festival.
Okay. At the Chinese Theater, if you're in LA, check that out. June 6th.
At 5 p.m. And it's called The Insomniac.
And do you have a website for that or anything like that? What's the website?
I think it's just theinsomniacfilm.com. I mean, I could be wrong. It's on Internet Movie Database page, I know.
Okay.
There's some people in it. John Hurt is in it.
Oh.
And Danny Trejo.
He's cool and creepy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And we'll have a link to that on our webpage at thefilmpodcast.com. All right, Sarah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You're really funny.
I don't know.
Unintentionally, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
but no, it was fun talking moms with you.
Yeah, of course.
And until next time, have a good week.